We're up to Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Omer of Sheshes. As we said, that the reason that the when there's a Ketana and a Chareshes that fall to Yibum together, so even though normally what you do to one affects the other, here it doesn't. And the Yibum of one wouldn't pater the other one, and the Chalitza of one wouldn't pater the other one, and you can't give Chalitza to a Ketana when she's a Ketana, but you could when she's a Gedola, and you can't give Chalitza to a Chareshes. And if you do both things, either Be'isr, because Yibum after Yibum for sure is no good, but since each one needs something, they also passel the other one. Normally, if you did Yibum with a woman, and then you did Yibum with her Tzara, it wouldn't have any effect, because the first Yibum finishes off everything. The second one is an Isser of living with the Eishes Achiv Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, but it doesn't affect the first one. Right? And if you gave Chalitza to one, and then had, what's it called, Yibum with the other, or Chalitza to the other, wouldn't affect the first one either. But here, since there's something left over, it does affect the first one also. Okay. So the Gemara said that Rav said, therefore, that Rav Chisda explained Rav that what you do in the case of the Ketana and the Chareshes is that you make Yibum with the Chareshes and divorce her. And then you wait till the Ketana gets older and you give her Chalitza. And that way, both of them are mutter to marry somebody else. But if you would do it differently, it wouldn't work. And Rav Chisda explained, the reason is that by a Ketana, there's a suffix whether there's Bichlal a marriage or not. Both to the first husband and now to the whether there's an Inyan of Bichlal, of Yibum. And by a Chareshes, there it's a kinyan suffix. There's vaday a marriage, the question, but it's not full fledged. It's just a weaker marriage. It's, there's something left over. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Sheshes, Hachinami Mistabra. It's svaradik to say Kidakomataris Rav Chisda Libid Rav. The what Rav Chisda explained in Rav, that the Ketana is Suffolk and the Chareshes is Knuya, the what's it called, the Meshuyer, right? Makes sense. Why? The Tanya from this Brisa. Shnei Achim Nesuim Shtei Achayos Yisomos, right? Two brothers are married to two sisters, Ketana, what's it called, Durabana, Yisomos, Ketana v'Chareshes. One's a Ketana and one is a Chareshes. Meis balash oktana, if the baal of the ketana died, so the ketana now falls to the brother who's married to the chareshes. So chareshes yotzi beget, so he can't remain married to his wife. She has to be divorced from him because of the zika of the yavama, who is what's it called achosa. So he now is what's it called has zika to Achos Ishto, and she is his Zakuka. So whatever he's going to do now, he's not going to be able to remain married to his wife the Chareshes. So he's going to have to give a get to the Chareshes. Uktana tam pinachikatagdil, and the Ketana will wait now so she grows up betachlos, and she'll get Chalitza. See 1 second why he can't do Yibum either one, but Lamaisa he's going to have to divorce his wife. And he's after what's it called, give chalitza to the ketana when she grows up. Meis bailos, let's see Rashi first. Kide komitaris, chareshes knuya mushuyeres, ketana knuya veina knuya. Meis bailos o ketana, chareshes yotzi beget. Why? Dezikas ketana osartolov. Because since he's now zokuk to her sister, so the wife now becomes Achos Kukasa, who's also to him. So he has to divorce her. The Chareshes Knuya Mushuyeres. Uktana Shema Knuya Lagamre. The Havila Chareshes Achos Kukasa. So normally, if a sister would fall, it would be an erva. Be no problem. But here, could be the Ketana, it was the full-fledged wife, so she's Zekuka now, at least with the Rabbanon, to him. And the Chareshes is something left over her kinyan, so it's not complete. Therefore, what's it called? She's not, this girl is not a complete erva, because there's something left over in the kinyan of the Chareshes, so there's a place to be chal yibum. So therefore, she is achos kukaso, and she's also to him. And the Ketana now is what's it called? We'll see one second why he can't be miyavim her. He has to give her chalitza when she grows up, right? So Ketana takes a beget, and then we get a get. Okay, so and the Ketana, when she'll grow up, give her chalitza just in case that she, what's it called, she's kenuya. But if she's not kenuya, right, that she's a suffix, she's not kenuya at all, then she is achos. No, not achos chalutza. So she was achos grushosa, right? She's the what's it called? She's the sister of his grusha, who's still alive. She can't marry her either. Okay, so he gives her chalitza. So Mara says, if the other case, meis baila shel chareshes, the other case, the husband of the chareshes died. And she falls now to the husband of the Ketana, the brother who's the husband of the Ketana. So Ketana yotze beget, so he has to divorce his wife, the Ketana, because the Kenyan's no Kenyan, so it's not his wife. And the Mela, what's it called, he can't remain living with her because she's achos kukaso of the Chareshes. Okay, so he has to give her a get. The Chareshes asura la'olam, and the Chareshes, nothing can do with her, because you can't give her chalitza because she's the Chareshes. You can't make yibum because maybe the Ketana was what's it called, was the full-fledged marriage, was kenuya completely, and now she's an erva. So he can't do anything to the Chareshes. The imbo al ha-Chareshes, if the Isser, he lived with the Chareshes, nosim laget behutra, then he can give her a get, and she'll become Mutter Mimonavshach. We'll see in a second. Rashi. Ketana teitzi beget. The Zika's Chareshes achoso asarta. Because the Zika of her sister, the Chareshes asers her. Why? Shem a Ketana in a Kenuya cloud. Maybe the Ketana is not married at all. Vahavya ke Mefuta the Chareshes, and she's like a Mefuta. Right? So she's living, but the that's a suffix. Maybe the Kedushin of a Ketana is zero. Just like what's it called? The Rabbanan just for matter to live with her, but there's no kedushin at all. The chareshes knuyo mishuyeres v'havi le'ishto achos kukaso, and therefore his wife is achos kukaso. He can't live with her because she's the sister of a woman who's zakuk to him. The chareshes asur la'olam lekonsi yetsir. He can't marry her. Shem ketana knuyo. Maybe the what's it called? The marriage of the ketana is the full fledged marriage, and therefore what's it called? She's an erva. The zu achos grushoso, the enas kukala, right? And this is one is achos kukaso, and she's not achos grushoso, and she is no shaykes to him legabi yibum. Vafilu meisa ketana achar kach, and even if the ketana died after that, upoke isra achos isha, and now he could marry her sister because she's dead. Asura mishum eishes ach, hol v'shas nefila niftura mimenu. Right now she's also because it's his brother's wife, right? Possibly, right? Since when she fell, she was potter because she had a sister. And a chareshes she can't give chalitza to. So there's nothing you can do to this woman, even if the sister will die. Now the im over the ubala chareshes, right? But if the iser, you live with the chareshes. Achar shegira shaktana, after you divorce your wife the ketana, right? So you did live with the chareshes, even though you're not allowed to, right? Then nosi lo get v'hutra l'shuk mimonavshach. Then you give her a get, and she's mutter to marry other people mimonavshach. What mimonavshach? Ik tana knuya havi nafkila, right? Hach meresha mishum achasisha v'hach knisas nus bialbahi. If the ketana was the full fledged wife, right? So then the other one is Pater Mishu Zatzara, right? She's a Tzara's erva. just she's a right erva tsara who's an erva, because what's it called, her, she's married to her sister, so she's pater from yibum bechlal. So when you live with her, you stam mazana with her. So therefore, what's it called, you know, she doesn't really need a get, and she's mutter to marry other people because she never was older than yibum. She's not a yinifama. She's not skukat to anybody. The iktana lav knuya he, right? And if the ktana is not knuya, then he lived with her. He was mayabim her. He can't do it lechatchila because maybe he's living biznus. But the ma'aser, if he did it, right, then he gives her a get and she's muslimim on afshach. Okay. Okay. So that's the braisa. Mara says.
We just explained, if you'll say, like Rav Chisda said, that the chareshes is knuyo mushuyeres, and the ketana is a suffix whether the chalal is kedushin, but if there is, it's complete. Right, mishum hachi, the chibor al chareshes nosin laget v'hutra. That's why, like we just explained, why if the isser you live with the chareshes, you can give her a get and she'll be mutter, monavshach. Right, the amras mi monavshach. Iktana knuya. If the ktana is a full fledged wife, then the chareshes is nothing. She's not zokuk because she's a tzaras erva. Ha nafka mishum achos isha. So therefore, she can get married to other people. E lav kenuya, and if she's not kenuya, the ketana, so then the what's it called, the chareshes is a kuka, so he's miyabimer. Then shaper miyabim, and they gave her a get, so she can marry other people. He can't continue living with her because of something. But he was miyabim her, now he gives her a get, she's mutter to marry other people. Eli e amrs chareshes kenuya veina kenuya ketana kenuya mushieres, but if you hold that the chareshes is the one who's a sofik, whether she's nekanu or not, either complete or nothing, and the ketana is the one who has a partial kedushin. Kibal chareshes, avay nosin get v'hutra. Why, if you have beer with the chareshes, well, now you'll be able to give her again, and she'll be mutter, because she's still be awesome. Have you a beer psula? Beer psula lo patra. Since the ketana is what's it called, knuyo mushieres, is something left over. It's possible that the bia after the original bia will be a bia psula, and a bia psula doesn't permit her, right? Lo patra. Rashi. I amres bishlam, and we get it. Amai nosin la get vahutra ha ikala meimar. If we, the other way is around, the chareshes is the one who is kenuya or lo kenuya, the suffix. And the ketana is the one who has a partial kedushin, then this won't work out. Why? Because now we have a suffix. Maybe the chareshes was conly completely. La'achiv uzkukalo, and she's the real yavama. The ketana lo dachila the knuya mishayresu, and the ketana won't push her away because she is only a partial kedushin. So part of the marriage it doesn't take effect, leaves place for the sister to be what's it called, to be zakuk. Ubiyasa bia psula. And now if you live with the chareshes, it's a bia psula, which doesn't pater. Shahari achos isha b'miktsasi. Ubiya psula lo pater miyibum. Utricha get labiyasa the chalitza the zikasa. And Bia's psula doesn't pater her completely. That now you can just give her a get. She's still zakuk partially, so she needs chalitza. And a chareshes can't have chalitza, so she's stuck. She can't get married to anybody because she doesn't have chalitza. The chareshes la ba chalitza he. Zimara says no. It's no raya. Why? Because maybe this price is Reb Nechemya. Zimara says. Hamani Reb Nechemya he, the Amar be a psula poteris mechalitza. No, maybe this price it goes like Reb Nechemya, who says that a be a psula does pater, and therefore if you live with the chareshes, the worst it is a be a psula, it's znus, and maybe a be a psula, right? So she needs and be a psula according to Rav Nechemya patters her, so she doesn't need chalitza. She only needs a get. Rashi. Rav Nechemya, but Perek Rav Gamliel, right? What's it called? That's where Rav Nechemya is. Okay, that be a psula patters. Okay. Samara says, "E Rabbi Nechemya, aim a sefer. If it goes like Rabbi Nechemya, that Bia Psula patters her from what's it called, from chalitza and from yibum, right? Aim a sefer. Mishoyin nosi shtei yisomos ktanos. Somebody was married to two yisomos ktanos. The yisomos ktana v'chareshes. Same case again. Guy was married to a ktana and a chareshes. He himself, okay." Umeis, and he died. Ba yavam al aktana, the chazar uba al achareshes, if he had beer with both of them, o shibo achiv al achareshes, or he just had beer with the chareshes, nesru shteyim alav, they're both usher to him. Okay, why? Because, like we said, one of them is not 100% kinyan, and one of them is what's it called, a suffik, whether it's a kinyan or not. And the Mela, they're both usher because maybe he lived with his Yavama, okay, and since there was something left over by the Ktana, right, by the Chareshes, there was something left over, so now he lived with her, and he lived then with the Ktana, and the Ktana now ushers him, she's usher to the Ktana because he lived with the Chareshes, and there was a little bit of Yibum there. So he's not allowed to live. Kuvin Shabana Shuvlo Yibne can't, what's it called, live with another one. And now that he lived with the other one, that's a Bia Psula, but it ushers him to the first one. Okay? So you see that Bia Psula does usher. Ketsa Takanasam. So what do you do? Chareshes Yotze Beget. What he has to do is first give a get to the Chareshes. Okay? Uktanet, and in other words, yeah, he gives a get to the Chareshes. Uktana tamtin achitagdul v'tachlos. So Mora says, and it was because he was bor the chareshes, so maybe he's married to her. Maybe it's nothing. Right? Because maybe the marriage to her was nothing. But maybe it was something. So Mora says, I amrish mishlama chareshes knuya mishayeres. If you learn that the chareshes has a mixus kinyan, and ktana knuya veina knuya, the rabbonon he, and it goes according to the rabbon who says, be a psula pasels, right? That's why she has to wait till she grows up and get chalitza. Why? To dilma kodim ubal chareshes bereisha the havi lebiya diktana biya psula. Because we're afraid that maybe he will be boiled the chareshes first, not the ktana, and then the what's it called the biya of the ktana will be a biya psula, because the chareshes leaves over something. So there's still a place for the biya of the ktana to be chal, and it asers the chareshes. Elai omres Rabbi Nechemya, but if your holy goes Rabbi Nechemya, the bia psula doesn't ask her anything, then what's the problem? Right? Once he had bia with the chareshes, manafshach. Right? There's nothing that the ketana now can make any problem. Ho omar bia psula potor. Elai shvamino the rabbanon he shvamino. It can't go like Rabbi Nechemya, it has to go like the rabbanon. And the nail, it's a good raya that the ketana has to be the suffix, and the chareshes is the one that has the part way kedusha. See Rashi. Nesu shteim alav. Afagav diktana midina lo mitzalo ale mishum bia de chareshes mimonavshach. Even though the ktana is not really possible to him, mimonavshach. Right? Why? E ktana knuya like a midi baser biyasa. If the ktana is the full fledged wife, then he made yibum with the ktana. So there's nothing left. After Yibum, not whatever you'll do to the other one doesn't affect the first one. The Ilav Kenuya, he nochris bi'amahi, and his marriage to her is 100% good marriage. Because the brother was never married to her. It's not Eishes Achid. So whatever, right, Lechara, Manifshach, whatever he did to the Ketan is 100% okay. And now he divorces Finnish. Afilu Hochi Asura, so she's also to him. Why? Kin Reforish Lekamo, Mishum Gzeira, Tilma Asi Lemev and Ibcha. We're afraid that he'll go do the opposite. He'll boil the chareshes first. He'll boil the chareshes first. And she leaves a little over in her kinyan. And then when he lives with the ketana, that's a bia psula. Right? ubias ktana pasula yeshema knuya hikula v'asila meimer nami teishim chareshes gabe. So if we allow the ktana to remain with him, he may do it the opposite way, and we'll let the chareshes live with him, and that can't be. Chareshes yotze beget v'shari manushach. So he gives a get to the chareshes mimanushach. Iktana knuya he miftura chareshes v'biya the ktana. Right, if the ktana was conly to him, so he made yibum in the ktana, there's nothing left for the chareshes. So he doesn't need anything. The ilav kenu yehi ptura mebiya dida. Right, and if she's not conly, then the biya of the chareshes is yibum. And he gives her a get, finished. Ktana tam tinkin beforeish timer. So I amris bishloma reisha gabi achayos diktani imbo alam achareshes, nosin get la get. Vahutra, mishum de chareshes knuya mishuyeres, uktana knuya vena knuya, if you say in the reisha, right, where the, if you have beer with the chareshes, you give her a get, and she's mutter, because the chareshes is of nixus kinyan, and the ktana is a sothek, umimonish of chareshes basur gita miftara, so therefore if you gave a get to the chareshes, she'll be mutter mimon of shach imishum achos isha, either because she never was zakuk, because the kinyan of the ketana was a kinyan, so she was a tzaras erva, and therefore what's it called? She's mutter imishum yibuma, or because of yibum. If the ketana wasn't anything, then her yibum is yibum. So he lived with her, and now he can give her a get, and she'll be mutter. Shohaya beheter shachos alohaisa knuya, aval I have yamrin and ipcha ketana knuya hi. The chareshes suffik, if you'll say the opposite, the ketana is the one that what's it called that has a mixus kinyan, and the chareshes is the suffik, sulo miftar a chareshes beget, then the get won't help the chareshes for sure. Why dilma knuya he velo nafka mishum achos isha she kinyan achos ketana mishuyeres, and because maybe she is really the kinyan, and she won't be potter after you live with the ketana, because the ketana is not a full kedusha; it's only a mixus kedusha. It leaves over something, and be a psula asers, so she'll still be asher. Ube be asher nami lo miftura de be a psula he shari achos ishtohi umas nisin rabbanin he, and the rabbanin goes, and the mishnah goes going to rabbanin and says be a psula pasels mishum hachi tani sefer gabi nachris ketana boy chalitza. The apple of the one of Shach Biyasa Beheteru, the Gita Get Gomer, Mishum Zera, Dilma Kaddish, Ubal Chareshes Bereisha, Vasu Lamemer, Nomi Tarvayo Lifku Beget. Right? If you say that, what's it called? That like Rav Chista, that the Ketan is the Sothek and the Chareshes is the one who's, then it works out what we said, that it's Aser, to, even though the, what's it called, the Chareshes will be Mutter, Mimon of Shach, it's also Mishum Gzeira. The Ketana Shiachron, the Losogi La Begita, Dilma Knuya Hi, Ram Yakamei, the Lo Ifter Mabias Chareshes, Amashu Yeres, Ubabia Dida Nami, Lo Miftra, the Bia Psula Hi, the Kama Le Besum Pushne Batim. So if you do it the opposite way, the Ketana first, then the Ketana is never going to be Mutter. But if you do the Chareshes first, then the Chanami, it'll be Mutter, but the Gzeira, we're afraid you'll do it the opposite way. Sometimes you do the opposite. Yeah, do the ketana first is also because maybe you'll do the chareshes first. Ela'i amres ketana knuya mishuyeres the chareshes sothek. But if you hold the opposite, the ketana is the one who has the sothek, the partial kedushin, and the chareshes is the legitimate sothek. Umeresha diktani ba'choyu simbol ha'chareshes nosin loget v'hutra shamin and the bi'a psula poteres. And it goes according to Reb Nechemia. You'd have to say the ratio that is Reb Nechemia, that be a psula does pater. Sefer benachris on my ketana boy chalitza. That's the case in the sefer. Why does the ketana need chalitza? None of shav should be mutter. Bishlam afuki mafkin and laminei. She can't live with her dilma chareshes achrona tibriya kula. Because maybe the chareshes is the one who's conned completely. Right? She was a sothic. Maybe her kinyan is a kinyan gomer. Upasla la uloin. She passels him. The ketana. Right? Ela begita tiskila. But she should be potter with get. She doesn't need chalitza. The bias atzma potrasa, the biak shera. Her own bia potters her because of biak shera. She only needs a get. The inami choshev la psula mishum the kaima zikas chareshes, the ikalamemer knuya legamre. And if you'll say that the chareshes was the one who's knuya legamre, and her bia is a bia psula, right? But a bia psula doesn't pass it, according to what we're saying. Right? Ho am Reb Nechemia, bia psula ptura. So it can't be Reb Nechemia, because otherwise the case won't work out. It says she has to wait and get chalitza, but get itself won't help. Must be that it has to be that the ketana is the suffix and the chareshes is the one who has a partial kinyan. And it goes according to the Rabbanan that be a psula passels mishum hachi lo nafka beget to be a psula. She can't just get a get; she has to have chalitza too, because be a psula doesn't pater completely. The charesha knuya b'mitzvahs, the zu asur mishum achos isha, umiyibum lo midachya dilma ketana knuya kula. The kinyan mishuyeres achos lo dachila. So therefore, she needs get and chalitza. The less okay, we're gonna get it right. Omer of Ashi mireisha lo mishma mina. The rabbanan he. Even from the reisha, you can know it's the rabbanan. That be a psula pasuls, not Rabbi Chemia. Why? Ditani in bo al hachareshes nosin lo get v'hutra. The loktani in balaktani nosim laget v'hutra. It only says if you by iser live with the chareshes be iser, then it's enough just to give her a get, right? But it didn't say that if you live with the ktana you can just give her a get, right? Because what's it called? Because if you live with the ktana, it's a bia psula, because the chareshes leaves over a little bit of the kinyan. Moshe says imishum halo ire chareshes the less lo takanta dehetera. Tony takanti sura by a chareshes where there's no takana the heter, so it told me what would be if you lived with her beisher, then there's a takana. But ketana disla takanti dehera by the ketana there is a takana. Wait till she grows up and you'll give her what's called chalitza. Lo tony takanti sura didn't tell me the takana what would be if you lived with her beisher, because there's a takana of a heter. Didn't tell me what would be with the iser by the chareshes where there's no takana of heter, so tell me, but if you live with her be iser, then there is a takana for her. Rashi telesla takanta de tera diktoni bo the chareshes asura la'olam, because by the what you call by the chareshes, if you don't live with her, she's also forever mimana, that's what you call b'yisafit. But if you live with her b'yavid, right, be iser, there's a takana. But the ketana just told me the takana what to do, didn't tell me what will be if you live with her, what then would be, because you don't have to know what then would be, because you do what's mutter. But by the chareshes there's nothing to do with mutter, so it told me in case you live with her be'isr, then there's a takana for her also.